Heather Loftus is here along with Baxter County Sheriff John Montgomery. Heather, take it away.
Hey, we just heard an ad from Lori Gregory. It said, "These are the good old days." Courtesy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette today, 100 years ago today, brothers Ray and Will Estes, both near Camellia, are out on bond following their arrest, which resulted from a liquor raid made by Sheriff Jim Martin of Baxter County this weekend. The raid ended a 20-mile trail for the sheriff and his deputy, Bud Bayless, who followed two men possessing a thirst. At the home of Ray Estes, the officers approached the house from two directions. Officers say that Ray saw the deputy coming, grabbed the worm of the still, and rushed out the front door into the arms of Sheriff Martin. Besides the prisoners, the officer seized a small copper pot, a copper worm, half gallon of whiskey, and a barrel of mash. These are the good old days. Sheriff John Montgomery, do you remember that story?
I do not remember that story.
I have a picture of Jim Martin on the wall of the lobby of the sheriff's office.
You know, you should walk through the lobby of that, should walk through the lobby, maybe not go too far into the sheriff's department, but stay in the lobby if you can, and look through the pictures because you see the names Martin and Bayless, and you're like, hey, all these names are familiar.
Yeah, exactly. And hats off to Marianne Edge, who actually put that together for us. She originally did it for our website, and then we were trying to do something in the lobby to make it interesting. And so we did that, and so the donations came in so we could get all those framed. And so, yeah, all the history of the sheriffs, and I think we're missing two photos of all of the sheriffs since the beginning of Baxter County.
Who are you missing?
I knew you'd ask me that. I don't know. I can't remember. But, yeah, they're all there, and it's pretty interesting to see when they served and
Well, again, courtesy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I don't want to ruffle any feathers there in Little Rock. That appeared in today's online edition, I think maybe happened June 3rd of 1924.
Wait a minute. You don't want to ruffle any feathers in Little Rock?
No.
Maybe I need
not
to,
the
I,
papers.
I need to take lessons from you.
Maybe across the street from the Gazette there on Main Street. Have you caught up from last week? I don't even know. You hate to say, how are you doing? How are things going? Because you still have so many people, especially out in Briarcliff and Salesville and the Buford area, that, you know, people are without homes. And you know, all power has been restored to those that can receive power.
Correct.
There's a very important piece of that statement, too.
Exactly.
We still have a lot of people in our county that are going to need help for a long time.
Yeah, they are. And so, you know, in the beginning, it's really search and recovery. I mean, so you're when the storm hits and right after, I mean, everybody is going, of course, in the Salesville and especially Briarcliff. I mean, roads are, you know, you can't even drive. You know, even down Buford and Cartney area, again, roads are, you know, trees everywhere. Several of our deputies, we or they had to cut themselves out even to be able to come to work. Of course, at that point, all hands on deck, obviously.
Sure.
And so I know one of our deputies actually contacted his family members and had them come clear his driveway, but he got in his personal truck and was out helping people until he could get his patrol unit out.
You had some employees that had lost everything, had damages to their house, left their house as fast as they could to go help the community.
And it's interesting, you know, the governor was in town and I actually talked with our chief of staff about that. It's not just here. I mean, when a disaster happens anywhere, you know, the law enforcement, fire department personnel, first responders, you typically will see them, you know, they'll leave their damaged homes or property to go help others, and that's in a case of us. And I am just so proud of our people and the sheriff's office, but all the first responders who did that and was out helping folks when they themselves need. And yeah, we've had two of the employees at their houses are totally destroyed. And then there's others that have damage, and you know, some of them just windows knocked out of vehicles and that type of stuff. And so, and of course, that kind of segues into. And so, the way this kind of started immediately, there was an elected official from Pulaski County who contacted me and said, "Hey, does any of your employees, you know, have damage?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "I want to help." And so she immediately sent a donation up, which sort of prompted a phone call. And so four ladies got together, and between their donations, we raised $7,250. Our Sheriff's Foundation, we had a meeting, and so the foundation voted to match that. And so all of a sudden, we have $14,000, and within the next few days, we'll get that distributed to the employees that are in need. And, you know, people don't I guess you just don't think about it. You see all the damage, and certainly I'm not taking away anything. But at the same time, the employees, our employees, are facing crisis just like everybody else, and yet they're still out working and trying to help folks.
You had to tell one of them to just take a day and try and get some stuff together at their house before, yeah. You know, because they wanted to be at work and help the community.
Absolutely.
It's an amazing, amazing story, and just one of the many at the Sheriff's Department. You know, what's next? I mean, Where do we go from here based upon all the damage that we still have?
Well, from a law enforcement standpoint, I mean, the immediate crisis is over, but we are still, and so we don't really have to have extra personnel out. But we are, you know, we're assisting power crews and other utility companies and blocking traffic and, you know, all of that stuff that we're doing and running errands and, you know, deliveries when necessary. And mm-hmm. so our folks are continuing to do that and will for, you know, for some time.
Well, and the folks from the power companies will tell you, you know, we've got power restored where we can, but it's going to be months before we get things back where it needs to be.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you just the Briarcliff area, you just look at while you may be able to drive down the streets, or most of them anyway, now there are so many homes destroyed that, you know.
I still haven't been down there. Everyone's saying stay away so people can work and stuff. But I still haven't been down there to view all of that. You know, a lot of lessons were learned in the ice storm of 08, and well, of course, and then the Gasville tornado the year before that as well, that you personally were able to carry forward, because you're about the only remaining elected official from that time that's here now. And some of those things when it comes to the federal government and the processes and the paperwork of FEMA and such, that came in handy for our county.
Well, I think it did. And, you know, and I made this comment to some others. When we did have the Gasville tornado, when we did have the ice storm, and there seemed like 10 other emergencies in between, but you learn something from each one of those. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that I'm so impressed with is when this hit, and this the other night, it wasn't like you had to have someone sort of be in charge and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Our folks just responded. And so by the time I actually was able to get out, they're all out doing what they're supposed to be doing.
You were in Briarcliff and Salesville at daybreak. You knew exactly where to go. How did you know to go there?
Well, I didn't start out there. I was trying to get there. I mean, mm-hmm. you seriously couldn't get there. Highway 5 was closed. And so on my way there, there was a downed power line that was hanging very low on Highway 5, just close to Norfolk, when I learned about that. I went down and actually with a Norfolk fireman who was on the other side, we directed traffic for, oh, I don't know, probably an hour until someone, one of our reserve officers mm-hmm. could come relieve to there. But then, you know, cutting your way, I mean, there's so many people that you're trying to check on, but you can't get to them. And so, and I know several, you know, myself and several others brought their own chainsaws out to again, to try to cut your way into to those folks to check on them. And ultimately, I never did really make it truly into Briarcliff because I just kept getting diverted. But there was plenty of help. And, of course, we did have the one fatality, sadly, in the Briarcliff area. And that was the immediate, because we couldn't find the person. And so, again, there lots of folks mm-hmm. were looking and searching, and we were trying to get there. Once she was discovered, then, you know, again, it goes back to, you know, making sure everybody's okay and accounted for mm-hmm. and things like that.
And the cooperation and the partnership with all the different agencies and emergency personnel responding, we're really lucky. We're really lucky that we have those working relationships, those friendships.
We do, and I think it's not just because we work together in disasters. We work together every day, mm-hmm. and we make it clear, and all of the leaders, and whether it's fire chiefs or what, if there's any issues, we bring them up now. I mean, let's get these kind of hashed out and immediately, and because of those relationships, when these disasters happen, it's just natural that you work together. It's almost, it really is, there's no one in charge. I mean, it's really everybody rolls up their sleeves and goes to work. It's not, and that's the part that I think is the most impressive.
You mentioned the Sheriff's Foundation and being able to provide some assistance to employees in need. Anyone can donate to the Sheriff's Foundation if they want to help out your employees?
Absolutely. Baxter County Sheriff's Office, our foundation, was founded several years ago, and it's a nonprofit organization that is used to assist the Sheriff's Office, and they have, over the years, bought bulletproof vests and, you know, provided computers in the cars, and the list goes on and on and on. And as you know, we had a meeting recently. And there's a, I'll say, a wish list, for lack of a better word, that we still are hopeful of being able to get. So, again, if you want to help, you can make, you know, Baxter County Sheriff's Foundation, and it is tax deductible, and the board will use it to help the sheriff's office.
You have that extra, that gravy, that little extra that helps you provide some needed resources and things for your department, for your employees, and you don't have to have the Quorum Corps to prove it.
No, and that's and that's, you know, and they've been, Quorum Corps's been good, but at the same time, there's you know, you've got a big county and they've got lots of employees and lots of different departments,
lots of requests,
and so yeah. This is a way that they can help the sheriff's office, and you know, and I've said this along, and I know Heather, you and I have discussed this. There are lots of great organizations in this community, lots of very good nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So if your passion's education, then that's where you need to give. If your passion's for medical, give to the hospital or whoever, hospice or, you know, the college. But if your passion is for public safety, we now have an avenue that you can help mm-hmm. public safety as well. And you can leave a legacy. I mean, we have people that will leave part of their estate mm-hmm. or part of an IRA or beneficiary on an account. And so you're leaving a legacy of public safety. And we do live in an awesome area.
We do. And traffic is picking up. Here comes summer. You can just feel it. You know, when about the middle of the week, it's like, oh, here we go. We're heading into the weekend. So I know y'all are off and running and it's going to be another busy summer for the Twin Lakes area.
And that's good.
We need it.
We need it. We want people to come.
Come one, come all, spend money, go to restaurants, stay in hotels.
Have a good time.
Yeah. And go home.
Safely.
Absolutely.
Safely.
Sheriff, thank you for your time.
You bet. Absolutely.